I got to move out of the dorms for this semester.
Nice.
With Coach Hawk's permission.
Nice.
I have a house with a bunch of my buddies. Nice. It's a lot of fun.
Good deal. Yeah, nice. Learned the playbook well. Everything seems like it's progressing. Everything good?
Everything's going pretty well. Spring was a little important for me.
Yeah.
I just got there, you know, just hearing this stuff for the first time. But, you know, going through summer workouts, PRPs, and that kind of stuff, you know, just kind of watching the older guys do it, get my feet wet a little bit.
Right.
It helps a lot.
Right.
Now that we've gotten into be able to have meetings with all of our coaches, that's been tremendous for me, and I'm really picking things up well.
Awesome. And I know you played in a pretty extensive high school offense, really, you know, something that you took the extra effort to go meet with the Johnsons. And how much has that helped you, and is there a big gap between the playbooks and here and there, or?
There's a big gap. I mean, the main difference between my high school playbook and the college playbook is, there's a thousand more plays.
Right.
And, you know, we had, you know, when we call plays, we call route numbers instead of calling concepts.
Right.
So now getting used to hearing just the concept and knowing what everybody has, it's been the most difficult.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I played a little Division II quarterback, and I know what that means. So, definitely. Are you still staying in touch with the Johnsons? And
I talk to Rob constantly. Yeah. You know, his dad, Bob, they've always been great, real supportive to me. And, you know, I owe them the world. They helped me out a lot, and they improved me tremendously.
Yeah. Expectations for this year, next year, what do you see yourself?
Of course, you know, I'd love to go out and play this year and do all that good stuff and be that, you know, that typical, I'm a freshman, I'm going to go out and get done and stuff like that. But, you know, I understand that, you know, it's not going to be given to me. I have a long ways to go, lots to learn. Cody and Tyler have been in this offense for a number of years now, and they've been doing a great job in spring and fall. So I think that, you know, I have a little bit to go, but if my number happened to get called at that time, I think I would be ready for it.
Are you learning a lot from them?
I've learned a ton from them. You know, they've been nothing but helpful to me. They've made a lot easier transition.
What have the returning players said about the difference between this year and last year? And I assume no one's happy with last year's results, and everybody is probably very excited to, you know, make the jump to the next level. But how's the attitude? How's the excitement level? Are people? Can you guys see it, that you guys are going to be a better team this year?
I think we can definitely see it. You know, practice every day is like Coach Hawk and all the other coaches preach. It's a competition every day.
Yeah.
You got to bust your butt every single day to get better. Or if you don't, it's just a waste of a day. So,
exactly.
You know, everybody puts it in the back of their head, you know, that loss to Colorado State, that loss at Kansas State, and all those things. It's just in the back of your head. So it's just like a little extra chip on your shoulder.
Yeah.
So I know you got to go out there and work hard and get it done this year.
Nice. Who's your favorite player to throw to right now?
My favorite player to throw to right now is either Tony Clemens when I get the chance to, Devon Thornton, our tight end.
Yep.
Great hands, great athlete.
Yep.
And our new guy, PRP, is Trayvon Powell. Got great hands, incredibly explosive.
So you've been able to throw it a little bit to him?
Just a few times in the PRPs that he's been able to do.
Nice. And I mean, you got to be pumped as a quarterback. You think about where you're, you know, 2 or 3 years of, you know, starting quarterback, you know, you got Richardson here. That's going to be great for you. You know, Devon Thornton, Clark Evans. Look at those guys. You're like,
those guys, they're incredibly athletic and they're so talented.
Yeah.
Keenan Candy, Paul Richardson, Trayvon. Trayvon's going to be gone, so I might not get a chance.
We've heard a lot about Keenan. He's lighting it up
Keenan
a little bit.
Yeah. Tremendous athlete, incredibly fast, incredibly quick off the ball. He runs great routes.
Nice.
So I always joke with Tyler when he throws to him. Yeah, he'll be yours for 1 or 2 years, and then he's gone.
What do you think, being from California, what do you think about the move to the Pac-10, the new conferences?
You know, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't excited about it because, you know, I get to go back to California every other week. I get to play some of the schools that I grew up watching. And, you know, and I think it'll just be a lot of fun experience. My family will get a chance to make it out there a little bit more, and I think that's going to be really great.
That's you grow up watching Cal? Were you Stanford or a Cal guy?
I was a Cal. My dad went to Cal and UCLA, so
I was a
California Bear the whole way.
Nice. Awesome. Any other incoming freshmen that have caught your eye in terms of guys who've been in? You know, you mentioned Keenan Candy. Any other guys?
Keenan Candy's been outstanding.
Yep.
Another guy that's been doing real well in practice, which that doesn't make me happy, but Chinero Uzabarine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, incredibly quick. He can get around guys, but he's a great athlete. Yeah. He's only played football for 1 year.
That's what's scary, right?
That's
scary. New running backs today. You hear a lot about Tony, and I mean, you got Justin coming in, a bunch of players coming in. How do they look? Some of those guys are probably going to be playing this year. So
yeah, some of the guys will definitely be playing this year. You know, they're out there working hard every day. I see the improvement every day, even if it's 2 practices a day.
Yeah.
In our AN session today, they were already starting to get stuff.
Right.
Kaderi, outstanding.
Yeah.
He's got just the natural ability to read blocks and make cuts.
Right.
Very impressive.
How excited are you that you came in spring compared to coming now? I mean, is it? I assume a lot of the freshmen are walking like you did in the spring, like trying to figure out, you know, where to eat, where to go to the bathroom, where to do anything. So
yeah, it's been so like getting here in spring. I think was a great decision for me. And I got to come here and play some ball, and learn some of the offense, and I had a lot of fun doing it. And now that we're in the summer, I feel real ahead of the game, and I'm able to understand plays better, get concepts, and make better reads.
Awesome. You got anything else for?
No.
Dude, wish you the best of luck, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you taking the time.
We'll be following you. We appreciate it.
Let's go talk to Nate.